Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for May 25th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Friday, we talked about bismuth being used to make semiconductors below 1 nanometer using a helium ion beam lithography system. This comes from a study published in Nature by Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, MIT, and National Taiwan University. Semiconductors can be super complicated, so let's take a closer look. A semiconductor is a material that has an electrical conductivity value between that of a conductor and an insulator. Its resistivity falls as the temperature rises, behaving in the opposite way of metal. Semiconductors like silicon are at the base of most modern electronics. The electrical properties of a semiconductor material can be modified by doping it. That is, applying electrical fields or light, which can be used for amplification, switching, and energy conversion. Currently, semiconductor design uses 5-nanometer and 3-nanometer nodes, with the number of transistors piled on a chip nearing physical limitations. Moore's law observes that the number of transistors in a dense integrated circuit doubles every 2 years. However, there is still an eventual maximum capacity. Using atomically thin materials instead of silicon could help delay reaching that maximum, but the problem of the energy barrier formed between the metal electrode and the semiconductor interface of these thin materials continues to constrain semiconductor design improvement. In the Nature study, the scientists found that by downscaling the semiconductor below 1 nanometer, roughly the thickness of 3 atom layers, they could create a 2-dimensional material, pushing semiconductors to the quantum limit and potentially surpassing the prediction of Moore's law by resolving one of the biggest problems in miniaturizing semiconductor devices. The 2-dimensional semiconductor also makes the energy barrier negligible by using bismuth, which is a semi-metal, meaning that it has lower electric and thermal conductivity than a metal. To make these semiconductors, the team optimized the chemical vapor deposition of bismuth and then shrank the channel material to the nanoscale using helium ion beam lithography. This study recorded the lowest energy barrier resistance ever at 123 ohms, as well as the highest current density to date of 1,135 microamps per micrometer. This technology proves the potential of monolayer transistors as being on par with the most recent 3D semiconductors. It will allow for future device downscaling, possibly bringing about a new generation of semiconductors. Experimental physics research will benefit from this technology immediately, but commercialization will have to wait for more engineering work. Though it will be years before this technology could become mainstream, future applications include cutting the carbon footprint of data centers, quadrupling cell phone battery life, speeding up laptops, and contributing to higher performance AI applications. In any case, I think we can all agree this was a shocking discovery. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. You can find me at Ackerman's Nicole on Twitter, and I also host a non-science podcast called Stories Your Granny Never Told. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.